This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
To have an experiment, an exploration into the world of health advice, health and medicine, health with expert advice. I like that. You know that I stand in the stead of the older days, the Good Day Health program that has maintained itself over the 30 years I've been doing syndicated radio. And I think maybe in the issue department, I've been noted as someone who cares about health and nutrition. Many of the things that we talk about on the air in the issue portion of the DJV program and other things that I do have a strong focus on your health and well-being. So a number of years ago, I don't remember how many years ago actually it was, I had the opportunity to meet Dr. Joel Wallach, and I had him on the program any number of times. He fascinated me mostly because of his knowledge, his off the top of his head, he could talk about anything. And I remember at the time we had a limited engagement with him. He'd come on every once in a while and we'd talk about things that for him are matter of fact, but for most people they aren't. Although I think health and health advice is common sense to a lot of us. You know when you're eating foods that are bad for you. You know when you're doing things that aren't good for you, whether it's drinking sweetened juices, whether it's smoking, whether it's, it just doesn't make any difference. You know when you're acting badly. And it seems more and more people, even with that knowledge, would rather eat something that tastes good, even though it's not good for them. And listen, I'll stand up myself and tell you that I eat too much ice cream, too much cake, too many cookies. I have a sugar thing. I don't drink alcohol. I don't smoke. I've never done drugs. I don't do things that way. I sort of stand up, puff my chest out and say, "Oh, Doug, you're so healthy." Well, I am fortunately very healthy, but I do have a spot in my psyche that is aimed at sugar and sugary products. So, listen, when I talk about how to do it right, that doesn't mean I'm doing it right all the time. But anyway, the this idea of focusing on helping people get good advice has sort of been zeroed in. I zeroed in the focus, not that it'll be the only thing that we talk about, but we created at the DJV website, DJV Health News. So you can go to djvhealthnews.com, or you can just go to the djvshow.com, and you can see this new portion, this new part of the website that will bring you up to date on important health stories, health news, and suggestions on how to handle whatever the problems may be. And that's really what Wallach is known for. He's been involved in biomedical research, clinical medicine. He has a degree from the University of Missouri, did a lot of research, as I said there, and he has a lot of different publications. He's written some really interesting books, too, that got my attention. I remember first time I saw Dead Doctors Don't Lie, I thought, wow. And then to listen to him talk about that, and it is. Some of the doctors that you go to and the advice they give you is not particularly good. And thus the theme for Dead Doctors Don't Lie. He's also written a book on the Earth's Forbidden Cures, all kinds of things. And so it is with pleasure that I bring Dr. Joel Wallach back into the fold. Dr. Wallach, how are you?
Well, good morning. Good morning. Thank you for your hospitality. Always good to talk to you.
Yeah, it is very good to get information. I think what I'd like to do is sort of an introduction. Give us a little. I just went through your background. Let's have you go through your background. You've been lecturing on health and health-related issues for decades. What brought you around to having the focus that you have in your background?
Well, let's see here. I think first I have 4 degrees, 3 doctorates, a degree in agriculture, a degree in veterinary medicine, a degree in comparative pathology, or the National Institute of Health study, and did 20,000 autopsies, 17,000 change over 454 species of animals, 3,000 humans. And it was during the mid-60s to find a species of animals that were susceptible to the same pollutants that human beings were going to use the zoo animals in the big cities as the canary in the mine, like the old coal miners used to use canaries. They'd take them down in the mine to detect poisonous gases before they died. And then number 4, I have a degree from Portland, Oregon, up at the National College of Naturopathic Medicine. In naturopathic medicine, been licensed as a primary care physician since 1982 in Oregon and California. And so going before that, while this happened, of course, I started out as a kid. I had what would be called Tourette syndrome today when I was 4 years old. Kicks in the face were, you know, squeezing my eyes and barking like a dog and weird stuff. Didn't even have a name for it back then. 5 years later, I was 9. I was really disabled. And they were going to institutionalize me, and I didn't like that word institution. And I asked my mom, how long am I going to be in the hospital? And she said, well, probably for the rest of your life. And so that didn't sound good, so I started in the library looking up things. Couldn't read. I was just looking at pictures and saw cramps in athletes. I said, well, maybe I have a cramp. And it said to take calcium. And so I was feeding little calves at home. I'm 9 years old. I'm feeding little calves at home with bags full of alfalfa pellets with vitamins and minerals in them. Started eating those. And make a long story short, in 3 days' time, I was cured. And
let me stop you right there. You ate alfalfa pellets. I'm a farm guy, whether you know that or remember it. I have a dairy farm, and I feed the cows these alfalfa pellets. So you ate those?
Yes, of course, it was very funny. I came home from school, I started eating those alfalfa pellets, I stuffed my pockets full, and the next morning I threw the breakfast cereal out to the chickens in the yard and filled my breakfast bowl with these pellets, put milk in and started eating it. My mother was horrified. She said, it's animal food, you can't eat it. My dad said, let him eat it. So I ate it, and in 3 days' time I was cured because of the vitamins and minerals in the alfalfa pellets.
Mm-hmm.
And because, you know, we supplement these alfalfa pellets. It's not just alfalfa. It has alfalfa and soybeans and corn and other stuff. And we put vitamins and minerals in there. And so I cured myself in 3 days with these alfalfa pellets with vitamins and minerals in it, as opposed to 5 years with 20 doctors. 20 different doctors couldn't figure it out with all their medications, examinations, and everything. And so that got me started when I was 9. Went to school. I wanted to be a scientific farmer, and my roommate, I was wrestling for the University of Missouri, so they put me in with the athletes, and my roommate was going to try to get into veterinary school, and I didn't want to do that. He said, I'd come along anyway, so I tried, and sure enough, I got put into veterinary school, and that started me off in that. Well, then jumping forward to 1977, after my thesis was in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure from those 20,000 autopsies, I'm working at the Yerkes Primate Center in Atlanta, Georgia, and Emory University, and I discovered the first non-human case of cystic fibrosis, supposed to be the classic example of a genetically transmitted disease, a birth defect. And I found that, to make a long story short, that it was a simple nutritional deficiency during pregnancy or after pregnancy. It could reverse it. And they fired me. They said, Wallach, you can't see this as a simple nutritional deficiency. It's a genetic disease. Well, again, you know, test me because it's not a genetic disease. And they fired me. And I went back to school and became a physician because I knew that they weren't going to treat the kids right. So that's what got me started treating humans.
So you have a degree, a doctor of veterinary medicine, and you have a doctorate. You're a doctor.
A primary care physician is naturopathic medicine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what do they call those? DOs?
DO is a osteopath. Okay. An osteopathic physician. So I'm an ND, naturopathic doctor. ND.
Yeah.
Yeah. N is an ND.
Yeah. So you've used all of this to come up with all the theories, the lectures, your experiences over the years, and I hope that we have the occasion from time to time to talk to you directly, spend an hour or so together, and have the opportunity to address some of the things, the alternative health approaches that you have discovered. The first discovery at 9, calcium or the vitamins and minerals that were in that alfalfa pellet, do you think that stuff today is as good as it was when you were a kid?
Oh, yes. It's probably even better than it was when I was a kid. When you're talking about animal feeds, because we have no insurance for them, it'd be, you know, it'd cost you $25 for a loaf of bread if we weren't putting vitamins and minerals in the alfalfa pellets for animals. And so the reason why people have economical sources of food in the United States is because we do give animals, livestock, these nutrients, kind of like an insurance policy. And, of course, what I thought, well, why can't we do the same thing for people? So I came up with a basic program I call the Healthy Start Pack. And the Healthy Start Pack originally was called Dr. Wallach's Pig Arthritis Farm, and the FDA didn't like that because they didn't like using a name of a disease with a nutrition. Mm-hmm. And so I had to change it from Dr. Wallach's Pig Arthritis Formula to the Pig Pack. And people didn't like that, so I changed it to the Healthy Start Pack. And the Healthy Start Pack, of course, gives you the 90 essential nutrients, 60, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids, that all vertebrates. And that's the advantage I had, was that most doctors or people from pharmacy departments or in universities or pharmaceutical companies, when they do a study on a pharmaceutical, they'll use 100 white rats or 50 chickens or something like that, or maybe 100 people. I did my study on 20,000 vertebrates, 454 species of animals, 17,000 and some change, 3,000 human beings, 20 million chemistries, 20 million slides of special stains, looking for pollutants. So I can say that these are the animals that get the same problems when they get in contact with the same pollutants we do, looking for that canary in the mine, so we can save Americans from pollution way back then in the middle 60s. And so that was an advantage, dealing with 454 species in great numbers, 20,000 instead of 10 or 50 or 100. And so I was seeing things that were very obvious, but nobody had been placed in a situation where they could see those things. And so I had 75 scientific papers, 14 books, and came out of all that. And it's one of those things where I've sued the FDA many times in federal court. For instance, I'm the guy that got folic acid put into prenatal vitamins to prevent spina bifida. I'm the guy that in January of 2013, it was my 9th lawsuit against the FDA in federal court, forced them to put trace mineral selenium into baby formulas. Now, we need 60 minerals from the soil in our food. Baby formula only had 5 or 6. It never was the same. It was always 5 or 6, not 60. So they were 55 short. That's why babies get so many sicknesses. Mm-hmm. And so, but I learned that the sudden infant death syndrome and muscular dystrophy and cystic fibrosis were all caused by deficiency of the same nutrient. And so I forced them to put it into the baby formulas. And you'll notice that in the last couple of years, you haven't heard much about muscular dystrophy or cystic fibrosis or sudden infant death syndrome, because by putting that nutrient, that one mineral, into the baby formulas, it eliminated those three major diseases. And doctors foolishly thought that babies died from sudden infant death syndrome by getting tangled up in their blankets. They thought muscular dystrophy and cystic fibrosis were genetically originating. Really, they're just nutritional deficiency. So by putting them in the baby formulas, when mothers give them the baby formulas, if they're born with cystic fibrosis or born with muscular dystrophy, this will heal them, give the body what it needs to heal itself. And if they don't have them, it certainly will prevent it.
All right. So let's pause for a second here and regroup. Dr. Joel Wallach is here. I'm Doug Steffen. If you hear Dr. Wallach talking about something like the Healthy Smart Pack and you want to find out where to get it, you can call 510-939-0001, or you can visit the new DJV Health News site, djvhealthnews.com, to find these and other examples of the sort of thing that Doc Walk is talking about here. But you can join us on the air at 888-302-DOUG. It's 21 past the hour. ¶¶
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
DJV Health News. The website is djvhealthnews.com. You can go there, find a lot of important health tips, health information, health news, and then some ways to work your way through maybe some of your own health problems. Questions for Dr. Wallach. Dr. Joel Wallach is here. 888-302-3684. One of the things about the modern era, Dr. Wallach, that I have found, at least on my program, we have gone into the last time we visited together, which was probably 10 or 12 years ago, the technology, state of technology was a whole lot different. Today, people prefer to use Twitter and social media or connections on Instagram to connect. So there are questions that they come to me for you on Twitter, for example, at Doug Steffen, or email Doug at DougSteffen.com, and we'll get to some of those questions and other things if you want to call in at 888-302. Doug, for Dr. Wallach, you're welcome to do that as well. And again, I would send you to the DJB Health News website for lots of information. We're talking about, you said something a minute ago, and it piqued my interest because I'm a farmer. I think I said that to you. I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. Mm-hmm. And one of the things we're most concerned about today, Dr. Wallach, is the condition of the soil, because soil has been depleted. It hasn't been respected. The Monsantos of the world and the things that they got farmers to put on their land before they really knew what they were doing to their land. So when we talk about the vitamins and minerals that are, for example, in that healthy start pack that you were talking about, all those essential vitamins and things that come from the soil, how do we ensure, how do you find, or how do we get to find really good soil or make the soil better? Is that something you've studied?
Well, I have to congratulate you, Doug. You put your finger right on the problem. Of course, plants only need three elements from the soil to make good seeds for the next generation. All vertebrates, including human beings, require 60. So you can be 57 short, and that's our problem. You go thousands of years ago, the universal fuel was wood. If anybody needed fire for anything, heat, light, cooking, tools, weapons, wood was the universal fuel all over the world. And that would remain the same until about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, on Pearl Street, New York City. Now, 1,000 years before that, maybe 2,000 years before that event, which we'll get to in a second, people started putting wood ashes into the garden as a fertilizer, And it was a great fertilizer. And people recognized that all over the world, and salesmen would go from one place to the next, and they would take the news that if you put your wood ash in the garden, you get a better yield, and plants are stronger and fend off bugs and all that kind of stuff. We're talking thousands of years ago. Well, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, on Pearl Street in New York City, in the bluff overlooking the construction of the Brooklyn Bridge, there's actually an event took place, and there's a museum on Pearl Street in that same location dedicated to that event. The event was Thomas Edison pulled the switch on the first electric generating plant for commercial use, and he lit up, I don't know, 50 small businesses when he pulled that switch. And within 10 years, every town, every municipality, every city in the industrialized world had converted from wood as a universal fuel to electricity. Now, there's two questions that have to be asked here to answer your question. Number one, how many wood ashes are left over in your home every morning when you use electricity to fuel your home? None. And then the next question is, where did people get their nutritional minerals after they switched to electricity? Now, most people didn't realize it, even they don't realize it today, that wood ashes are not ashes. 99% of that powder we call wood ashes are really the minerals that were in the soil. Mm-hmm. The tree only needed three elements, like all plants, but if there's 15 minerals there, 25 minerals, 40 minerals, the tree will suck them up. You burn the wood, and the wood ashes contain all these minerals. You throw them in the garden, the plants suck them up. They only need three, but they'll suck up anything that's soluble. And then you eat those plants, you're getting your minerals in that fashion. Nobody knew it. People don't know it today. Well, when we went to the Monsanto and the Dow Chemical fertilizers, NPK, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, those are the three elements from the soil the plants must have. After that, it's all sort of like plants don't need it. And so what happens here is now suddenly in the late 1800s, the early 1900s, there was all these new diseases by the hundreds that came along, and Darwin's writings were getting important there. And so doctors jumped on that, and they said, all these diseases we don't know, they're genetic diseases. And they blamed all these nutritional deficiencies on genetics, and that kind of stuck for over 100 years. Well, that's why I'm so successful, because all the diseases that they said were genetic are not. They're all just nutritional deficiencies. And I went back to my veterinary background, picked up all these nutritional deficiencies, tried them on human beings with those diseases, and sure enough, it all goes away. Congestive heart failure is a deficiency of a single vitamin. I can get rid of congestive heart failure in a couple of weeks. Arthritis is very simple. It's a deficiency of multiples of nutrients, vitamins, and minerals, because a joint is a very complex tissue. It has like 15 different tissues in there. It's not just calcium. Yep. You get osteoporosis, a doctor will say, oh, just take some more calcium. Well, he's probably 14 nutrients short. And so when I give them the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, which has all 90 essential nutrients plus the extra nutrients for the joints, I'll take somebody with a bone-to-bone arthritis. They've been told you can't rebuild cartilage, and in 90 days their body will rebuild all their cartilage using the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. And so that's why we're so successful.
Well, it's a very interesting thing. There are a lot of things, again, that we find out. I'm going to tell you a story in a few minutes about wood ash that you probably get a kick out of. The farming part of me makes me, I suppose, an individual character. Not many broadcasters that are actual farmers, and it brings me around to understanding and appreciating a lot of what you're saying. If you want to find out more about some of the things that we will talk about here, you can call 510-939-0001 or visit the DJVHealthNews.com website. Dr. Joel Wallach with Doug Steffen. We'll continue in a few moments here. It's half past the hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More suspicious and potentially explosive packages turning up as this morning an NYPD bomb squad has taken away a suspected bomb that was addressed to actor and Trump critic Robert De Niro. It was found at an address he owns in Lower Manhattan. That following yesterday's discovery of such a device at CNN's Manhattan headquarters, and also in recent days, similar packages found addressed to several prominent Democrats. This morning we're getting word there's also a suspicious package being looked at in the state of Delaware that was addressed to former Vice President Joe Biden. President Trump says last night at a rally in Wisconsin,
the federal government is conducting an aggressive investigation, and we will find those responsible, and we will bring them to justice.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Extravaganza focusing on you and your health continues. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Joel Wallach, whose biography is Long as Your Arm, done a lot of research. We were talking just a moment or two ago about soil conditions today and wood ash, and I want to go back to that, but I also want to encourage people to participate at 888-302-3684 because calls and questions via email, Twitter, et cetera, et cetera, will be an important component to our conversations here because they represent what's going on with you. And if you need some of the advice when Dr. Wallach may not be available, you can check out our new DJV Health News website, djvhealthnews.com. Here's Herb, who's listening in the Tucson area to I have slipped Dr. Wallach into my old Good Day Health days because that's what we've done a lot. We always call this Good Day Health because that was the name of the original program. And I can't help but think that this brings an interesting spin onto that reality. So you may once in a while hear me slip into the Good Day Health mode. All right, Herb, you're on with Dr. Wallach. What's up?
Yes. Good morning, Dr. Wallach.
Good morning, sir. How can we help you?
I haven't really heard you talk about this, and I don't know if it fits, but ever since I turned 60, I've had problems, continual problems with high blood pressure, and I'm on a couple of medications for it, and I've been on it for quite some time, and I can't seem to get it down
okay.
low.
Well, let me ask you a couple of questions.
It should be. Sure.
Sure. Let me ask you a couple of questions. Do you have any history of kidney issues, any kidney problems?
No, none at all.
Okay. Did you smoke?
My health up until the 60s has been very good, and it still is pretty good other than the high blood pressure.
Okay, well, that's an alarming red warning light, so we have to pay serious attention to the red warning light. And high blood pressure can be caused by two basic things. Number one, it can be caused by nutritional deficiencies, but it also can be caused by artery disease, and not coronary artery disease, but artery disease in the kidneys. The kidneys will release a hormone called, renin, R-E-N-I-N, and renin will drive your blood pressure up, and you tend to need two or three or four different high blood pressure medications to deal with the renin high blood pressure because it's driven by hormones, and one blood pressure medication usually won't handle it. And so, I'd like to know your creatinine levels and that kind of thing. Sir?
I'm taking two blood pressure medications.
Well, how much do you weigh?
Right now.
Quickly, how much do you weigh? Because we probably have other people to talk to. So how much do you weigh?
195.
195, okay. So what you need to do is two things. Number one, clean up your diet. Get rid of all the inflammatory stuff out of your diet to give a rest to your arteries. So absolutely no fried foods, no processed meats, no deli slices, sandwich meat, that kind of stuff. No oils. There's no good oils. No olive oil, coconut oil, margins, MCT oils, and coconut oil, all that kind of stuff has got to go. And then absolutely no gluten so it can maximize your absorption. No wheat, barley, rye, and oats. Everybody in the household, dog, cat, bird, fish, everybody's got to be gluten-free. And then at 190 pounds, I would want you to take two healthy brain and heart packs per month. Two healthy brain and heart packs per month that are designed to support and promote healthy maintenance repair of all tissues. It's the biggest hammer in our toolbox. And then specifically to support healthy blood pressure and blood flow through blocked arteries to get that renin hormone level down. We have what we call the Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets. Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets. A big guy like you, I want you to take 9 a day, 3 at breakfast, 3 at lunch, 3 at dinner time. It would be 3 bottles a month. And they're designed to support healthy blood pressure and to support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries. And when you have blocked arteries into your kidneys, the creatinine will go up, and doctors might even say, you know, we may have to put you on dialysis because the blood test will show your kidney is not filtering the blood. But there's nothing wrong with the kidneys. They're not filtering the blood because the arteries that bring the dirty blood into the kidney are blocked. And so the Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets were designed to support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries. But you have to give up the bad stuff so you don't have continuous re-injuring of the lining of those arteries into the kidneys. Then give us a call every couple of weeks.
That's a tough part.
All right. That's it. Thank you, Herb. It's a healthy brain and heart pack. Is that what you said, Dr. Wallach? Healthy brain and heart pack
and the Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets.
All right. And you can find those also at 510-939-0001. If it's something that's affecting you, you might check that out. Or also go to djhealthnews.com. Here's an email from William, who is in Groton, Massachusetts. He wants to know what you recommend for flu treatments, if any. Flu shots, I'm guessing that's what his question is, has to do with see flu season coming into the fall and winter months. And a lot of people, you see all the ads on TV, Doc Wallach, for go to this drugstore or that drugstore, get your flu shots. What are your thoughts? This guy wants to know about being prepared for the flu season.
Well, that's one option. I'm not big on that option. I like personally the personal hygiene. And so, number one, you have to wash your hands fervently all the time, especially during flu season. And, of course, you want to give your body the 90 essential nutrients. Again, the basic program is the Healthy Start Pack. If you have any health issues, I would go to the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. But just the basic Healthy Start Pack is kind of like putting 6 quarts of oil in your car to keep the engine from burning up. And then we have we call the killer biotic, which is a blend of 8 herbs that actually support your immune system. So at least during flu season, I take 3 of those twice a day just for prevention. And then, of course, I also like our PureWorks. Our PureWorks is a contact disinfectant. We have a spray, we have a foam, we have a shampoo, and we have a body liquid shower gel. But it actually inhibits and kills every kind of virus you can name, every bacteria, fungus, and yeast for 2 to 6 hours after you apply it. Now, alcohol skin, where they kill the bugs on your skin, excuse me, they only work while they're wet. So in 30 seconds when they dry, they're useless. So ours work for anywhere from 2 to 4 hours, 2 to 6 hours. And so we have these little, 2-ounce spray or foam jars you can take with you. And every time you touch a push plate on a door or a handle on a door or a rail walking them down steps or the escalators, you really need to use that PureWorks and kill the bugs on your hands and kill the bugs on the push plates and, never touch the toilet, especially the public toilets, push valves, the handle to flush the toilet. You use a piece of toilet paper to touch it. And you want to be really obsessively avoiding touching anything during the flu season. And, of course, when people cough and so forth, you see in Asia they wear like surgical masks. You can get them at the grocery store. Or at a pharmacy, for just a few pennies each, and wear these surgical masks when people are hacking and coughing and they have a very severe flu thing going on in your city and town. I'd certainly wear one of those.
All right. Let me go back for a minute because I don't want to leave the audience in the lurch. You were talking about wood ash, and it really rang a bell with me, again, underscoring my being a farmer, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
But I hadn't really thought about it the way you described it. I have just ordered, 2 days ago, 60 tons of wood ash to be delivered to the farm to spread on my hay fields because all the guys that I know who have used it have found it had a fabulous impact on the alkalinity. The soil, some of it in New England, can be pretty acidic, and the alkalinity is helped a great deal by using this wood ash. And then what you just said about the trees and what gets out of, obviously what's coming out of the soil goes to make the tree grow. And when you burn it, you're not really burning all of the stuff that's in the tree. The best, what's left is the best part of the tree, and you put it back on the ground. It's like recycling in a sense, Mother Nature recycling, yes?
Yes, and that's why the trees drop the leaves and they recycle the minerals in the leaves. And I was blessed, Doug, my professor of soils for 4 years at the University of Missouri, when I was taking my first college course in agriculture, was William Albrecht, and I don't know if you know that name, but he was a genius and he was considered the father of organic farming and,
Yes, I know. Now I know the name. Yeah, I remember. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, everybody else is out drinking beer all weekend during the weekends. When I was 4 years in ag school, I was sitting in Sandbarn Fields, his experimental fields at the University of Missouri, and he was just talking to me. I was his protege, and he'd need something. I'd run, go get it and make it happen and put this in this row in the field and so forth. And so I really spent 4 years dealing with William Albrecht, and he was just a genius when it came to soil health. And he would dump wood ashes and ground up rocks and things like that into fields and show how it really stimulated plant growth and so forth and plant health. But you have to be very, very interesting to do an analysis of these wood ashes you're dumping in your field. Do they contain 3 minerals, 12 minerals, 15 minerals, 20 minerals? So it wouldn't hurt. You could go to the university and soils department, and they'll give you an analysis of it.
That's fascinating. Yeah, this is coming from a plant in New Hampshire that burns wood to make power. And they distribute the excess ash. It doesn't cost anything. All you got to do is pay for the trucking, bring it in, and spread it around. And it's just something that makes a whole lot of sense. And it makes even more sense now that you've explained some of the stuff that I wasn't thinking about.
Doug, see, you're very astute because when you look at the top 20 longevity cultures in the world, 19 of the top 20 are third world cultures. They don't have electricity. They still use wood for fuel, and they're still putting their wood ashes in their gardens. And these are the ones all over the world. These are the cultures all over the world that live the longest, according to the Blue Zones and National Geographic. And they can't figure it out. And they think, oh, maybe they're spiritual or this and that. Well, maybe they are. But what makes them live longer is they're getting those minerals in their gardens.
And it's not the same, I'm guessing, Dr. Wallach, as burning coal, because even though coal is a fossil fuel, it comes from the ground, et cetera, so does oil and gas, but it's not the same thing. There's something that happens in burning the actual wood that's different than burning coal, I'm guessing, yeah?
Well, coal does have minerals in it, okay, because people used to throw their coal ashes out in the gardens also, okay? But, you know, again, you're dealing with other issues here, because when you have coal, you can have carbon compounds that can be toxic if the coal is not completely burnt and so forth. So there's other issues there.
There are a lot of fabulous products that you will read about on the DJV Health News website. Some of them we'll touch upon here as we have our conversations. A lot of common sense involved in these conversations. I just, again, flipping a switch, I do a podcast called The American Family Farmer to embrace my second love. I should have you on that show sometime to explain stuff like this and some of the soil components, because I think you'd be a big
help. I'd love to do that, because, you know, it used to be, even 75 to 100 years ago, farmers were the healthiest people in America, because they were third world at that point. They were still putting their wood ashes in their gardens, getting their minerals that way. Now farmers are the sickest people on earth, because they're using electricity, no more wood ashes going into the garden, so their nutrition is bad, plus they're getting all the chemicals from more sprays.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's why farmers are the sickest.
Look at this guy who sued, the farmer who sued Monsanto, and just
Roundup.
Got, what, 300, for using Roundup, $350 million or something. Here's a note from a lady named Courtney who wants to know, this is pretty interesting actually, where do you eat? Oh, do you go to restaurants, and what kind of restaurants do you go to, she wants to know.
Okay, that's a very good question. I live on the road over 300 days a year. I give 400 lectures a year all over the world. And so I eat in restaurants, I'd say 90% of the time. And so I only go to restaurants that have gluten-free menus, because I want to maximize my absorption. Mm-hmm. I'm very, very careful to have a steak. I eat poached eggs. I eat things like shellfish, and because they don't tend to season them, they let you season your own shellfish. And so... I do at restaurants, but I'm extremely careful. When I see the waiter coming with a loaf of bread to the table, no, we're gluten-free here, so yeah, no bread at the table. Even people at the other end of the table tell people they can't have bread at my table. And so no gluten, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils. And I don't worry about the nutrition of the food. I'm just worrying about the taste and bulk and that kind of stuff, because I'm getting my 90 essential nutrients. Doug, I've been doing this twice a day for over 70 years now. And so
good for you.
Most people think I'm 50 years old.
Yep.
And they look at me.
I think that's part of the benefits of me being on the farm as well. I look much younger than I act, and I am. I think actually age is kind of a BS number, and I say that a lot. One of the things that you talk about or you write about is age and the perspectives on age, which I think we ought to talk about for a few moments as we continue here. Dr. Joel Wallach is with us on the DJV Health News program. DJVHealthNews.com is the website. Find out about some of these fabulous products there. And we continue with your comments. Doug at DougStefan.com is a good way to connect.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Stephan here on DJB Health. The news is good. Dr. Joel Wallach is here. He's frequently a guest on a lot of radio programs, and he, as he just suggested, lectures all around the world all year long, year in and year out. He's on the road, so he has health challenges, and you hear how he deals with it. A lot of the things that he recommends or that he's come up with at various... I was interested in the mineral conversation we were having a few minutes ago, and it's a follow-up because I got a note from Julie, and I'm going to ask you about it in a second.
Sure.
510-939-0001. You can call and find out about the things we're talking about here, the healthy brain and heart pack, for example, the thing that deals with joints, the healthy start pack, all of the elements, the minerals, the things that you need to survive are there. And you'll see them referenced also at DJ Health Show, DJHealthNews.com. So, here's Julie, who was listening carefully to your conversation about the flu shots. And she addresses an issue that has been on the air, been debated in any corner of the world that you want to visit. The business about mercury and what it does to the flu shots or other vaccines. There's a big controversy about vaccines. You can go into that as you will, Dr. Wallach. But there's also... Now, instead of using mercury, it seems they're using aluminum in some of these shots. And she wants to know if it's safe, if there is anything about aluminum that's good. I guess that's the question. I'm trying to paraphrase it here. But no mercury is good, but is aluminum okay?
Well, aluminum actually is an essential nutrient. It's required as a cofactor to make certain enzymes that are dealing with energy production inside the body, succinate enzymes. And so aluminum is not all bad. There's a bell-shaped curve for everything. Oxygen is required for life, but if you take too much oxygen, you go blind. You know, you can give you cataracts. We know that from babies. Oh, and
I didn't know that. Did you ever, really? I never heard that before in my life. Really?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, too much water, you drown. And so there's always a scenario, even things like water and oxygen can kill you. And so you have to know where the limits are. And in some cases, people just are aware of them. They're uncomfortable when they're trying to breathe in water, and they stop breathing underwater. And when it comes to biochemistry, you can't cut out all of these elements because they are intimately involved with our biochemistry of our intercellular functions and stuff. And so without aluminum, you wouldn't have any energy. And again, small amounts of mercury and arsenic and things like this are actually necessary for your immune system. In fact, in animals, we actually include these things into their diets farthest, so we don't have to give them vaccinations, in the feedlots and cattle and even poultry. You look at things, they've added mercury and arsenic. Why do they do that? Well, it's because it kills parasites and that kind of stuff. But again, you're looking at micrograms. We're not looking at milligrams and things like that. You're looking at small amounts are necessary to accomplish what we want without drugs. And so,
well, I think what I heard, and this may be, because I've said this on the air, and I've heard from this person before, I've talked about aluminum and how it may cause Alzheimer's and that sort of thing.
Alzheimer's is due to a deficiency of cholesterol. It's a physician-caused disease. It has nothing to do with aluminum. That's all
hogwash.
Science.
Yeah. What about other neurodegenerative diseases? I mentioned Parkinson's, all of the things that happen to your brain, same thing?
Yeah, Doug, I like you. You're very astute.
Thank you.
But things like Parkinson's disease, MS, multiple sclerosis, ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, Lou Gehrig's disease, Huntington's disease, these are all diseases that you can actually get rid of in 60 to 90 days. They're very simple diseases. They're all the same disease, actually. It's just by dumb luck, which part of the brain is more severely? Sir?
No, I'm listening. Go ahead.
Oh, so it's just by dumb luck, which what portion of your brain is more severely damaged. So you get different symptoms because different part of the brains do different things. And they give it a different name, but they're all the same disease. So you get rid of all the bad stuff, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, the glutens. You get them on the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. You get them on the what we call the de-stress capsules for the brain metabolism. And you eat 4 to 5, 6 eggs 3 times a day. With soft yolk, soft boiled soft yolk, soft poached soft yolk, soft scrambled and butter. In fact, I have my newest CD, Doug, you'll like, is called A Stick of Butter Day Keeps the Doctor Away. It's not an apple a day, it's A Stick of Butter Day Keeps the Doctor Away.
All right, I'll remember that. We've run out of time, but I've found at least 4 or 5 things in just this short period we've been together that I never heard before. So that's the benefit of Dr. Joel Wallach. Find some of the things we've talked about at djvhealthnews.com or call 510-939-0001.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.